All right, this might be the last one for tonight. We still have more on the way, so for those of you with requests in, I will get to them. Good morning. I'll give you the background. This young lady sent me a lengthy, but not too lengthy, a short article, I guess, that she wrote, or I guess a piece she wrote. I said, is this just an FYI? Do you want me to do a response or anything? She says, well, if you want to read it online, you got my permission. Just leave my name off of it in the end, blah, blah, blah. Piece things together. Curious to hear what your thoughts are. Thanks for reading. I'm like, yeah, to do a video on this is going to cost $50. And she understands. And she paid. I said, okay, so let's go through this. Hi, Cap. I want to tell you a story you might enjoy. Once upon a time, there was a boomer dad with two. I just went over how long it was. I'm like, yeah, this is how long it's going to take. But I already liked it. This starts off good. Once upon a time, there was a boomer dad with two children. The boomer dad was the first one in his family to go to college and managed to escape a small town during a time when all the manufacturing industries were closing. He worked hard because to the boomer dad, education was key to becoming successful and elevated him above the stupid louts he left, but good word, louts he left behind in his hometown. So fervently, he believed in education that his life dream was to provide each of his children a free undergraduate education paid for by him, of course. Oh, but this came with a cost, a rather large one, in fact. It condemned the boomer dad to work a hard life of overwork during his children's childhoods. Because he needed to save more and more for the ballooning cost of education, he took on a second job and worked additional hours to advance his career. It also meant he missed out on his children's lives and only set foot into his children's school 3 times their collective sentences in high school. Hey, you're not bad writing sentences in high school. That's good. The implication. Not once did he attend his children's award ceremonies, music recitals, karate tournaments, or even his family on vacation. He was simply far too busy for such matters, and his stress kind of turned him into a dick. He liked to yell a lot at his children, and he occasionally speculated if a divorce was in the family's future. Well, he was a boomer dad, right? Isn't it implied that he's going to get divorced? But finally, the fateful day to send his children to college had arrived, and the boomer dad was so very, very proud. The first child, the boomer dad's firstborn son, decided to heed his father's advice and follow his passion. He attended the University of Place and graduated summa cum laude with a double major in history and Jewish studies. Wait, is there a thing called Jewish studies? Because I'm wondering how much, I mean, it sounds like this is somewhat true. It's about you guys, I presume, but you actually could get a degree in Jewish studies. Isn't that called the Old Testament or the Torah, I guess? For his interest in faith and in history and his faith were so very great. After all, this was what the boomer dad had wanted for his son. Although once the firstborn had asked his father if he should attend community college first to get his general courses out of the way at a reduced cost, but the boomer dad would hear none of this such foolishness, nor would he tolerate his son entering the military to capitalize on the GI Bill. Both of such ideas were insulting to the boomer dad, and both were very obliviously beneath the dignity of his highly intelligent son. So it came of no surprise when the firstborn son graduated college. Oh, you didn't do the from. You didn't do the from. You have a college degree. You put the graduated college. There's nothing. You didn't put the graduated from. Just as the Great Recession was kicking off, that he opted to attend law school at a prestigious school in Manhattan. Once again, the boomer dad was so very proud. That was until he learned that his son had gone $200,000 in debt for the privilege of attendance. But nevertheless, the boomer dad was thrilled to have a lawyer in the family and was excited to see where his son's career in New York would take him. Let me guess. I haven't scrolled down to the next sentence. This prestigious school in Manhattan was not all that prestigious and wasn't a tier one. I can't wait to see what happens next. The second child, the boomer dad's firstborn daughter, was different from her family. She was timid and introspective and not nearly as academically successful as her brother. Socially ostracized, she spent her school years reading books and trying to understand mathematics, though the one section she understood well was compound interest. Aha. Dude, it'd be amazing. That's the one thing of math you got to know. Once you got that, like, you're ahead of 95% of the people. And while she also wanted to study her interest in writing and history, she was also disturbed by what she was seeing around her. For you see, her best friend's brother had graduated college. Here we go again. Graduated from college nearly 10 years prior and managed to find a job that paid well, but he had been the only one in his social circle able to do so. The daughter had also researched which jobs interested her the most, but she quickly realized they were all highly competitive and often very rare. Following her brother, she too managed to enter the university he attended, but only just barely. Then when it came time to choose a major, the real estate bubble burst and the following Great Recession quickly destroyed those jobs that once interested her. To the firstborn daughter, it made sense instead to choose a degree in applied economics while also opting to minor in leadership and medieval studies. Hang on. Let me check something out. Hang on, I gotta check something out. This book, when was this book written? 2011. Ah, wouldn't have been doing no good for anyone before the Great Recession. Oh. To her, it was smart to have a catch-all degree involve finance while still allowing herself to study her interests and avoid the Carlson School of Management. Yes, Carlson, that pompous college full of arrogant fucks she wasn't able to transfer into. Oh, you got rejected by Carlson? Dude, be happy, man, because at least you learned economics. And I know it's equally unemployable, but you didn't have to tolerate those assholes. I don't know what they are now, but back then they were assholes. Her economics program was instead connected to the Agricultural College on the St. Paul campus. That's right, it is. I know that. I would patrol the buildings. That's right. Barlog Hall? I'm trying to remember which one it was. By gum, you are right. And while he didn't say it directly, the boomer dad was disappointed with his daughter's decisions, soothed as he was that she'd at least made it to graduation. Now, flash forward to about 10 years after the firstborn daughter's graduation. The firstborn son is not doing well because the firstborn son decided to attend law school in Manhattan. He took his bar exam in and thus stuck in New York. Given the poor economy and his high student loan payments, the firstborn son needed to lean financially on his parents for years. This is such a heartwarming story. He struggled to find meaningful work for several difficult years, but eventually ended up in the DA's office of one of the city government's research bitches. you should write. You really should. I hope you do. Maybe you don't get published, but if you ever do write a book, please send it to me. And because of his faith was so strong, he decided to get married and have children in his mid-20s. Fortunately, his wife worked a full-time job at the time, but the high cost of living and student loan payments made him move into a dumpy rent-controlled apartment routinely plagued by bed bugs. Of course, now people want to call me. Though his boomer parents paid for the wedding and his boomer dad enjoyed visiting his two grandkids, the boomer mom was becoming increasingly frustrated. She didn't like how the firstborn son kept asking them to buy children's clothes or helping with the grandkids' private school fees. Or replacing the son's freezer when the power randomly cut off and spoiled the expensive kosher food inside. So is your brother, well, obviously your brother's Jewish, but is the rest of the family not Jewish then? But it was either that or the grandkids wouldn't eat. So the boomer mom reluctantly obliged. When COVID hit, the firstborn son's wife lost her job. lost her job and showed little desire to find a new one. In fact, there was even talk of having the firstborn's. There's even talk of having the firstborn son's family move back in with his boomer parents since the firstborn son was being required to take unpaid time at work. In desperation to escape the depravities of living in New York City, the firstborn son moved his family out of the city, praising his good fortune and being accepted into a 30-year mortgage in a house in New Jersey. You know, the state famously renowned for its low property taxes, fiscal responsibility, and its public pension program. You did study economics. The firstborn daughter was doing much better. Upon graduating into a depressed economy, the firstborn daughter avoided taking on any debt, openly comparing it to slavery when speaking to her boomer parents. She resisted their insistence to get her master's degree in a depressed economy, opting instead to avoid any student loans and working what bullshit jobs she could get while living with roommates and eating ramen. I got ramen upstairs. Because she worked a job in college, she had a modest sum of savings. Didn't your dad pay? Even if she also leaned on her parents to get the rent paid for several years. She did briefly return to school in order to use their student insurance to cover a very expensive surgery that sadly left her parent. Oh, that's too bad. But she quickly paid off the tuition loan. After years of working a side gig reviewing tabletop RPGs on the internet, the firstborn daughter finally managed to get a full-time job washing dishes in a hotel and was quickly promoted into the finest department because of her work ethic. The HR manager even bent the rules around the job probation requirements, said she wished she could bottle up the firstborn daughter's work ethic and sell it because she'd end up rich if she did. After a few years, a financial job bitch worked for the firstborn daughter, managed to get into finance jobs that utilize their degree, even managed to spend it. Well, at least you got into finance. I'm impressed you did. I'm surprised you did. Very impressed. I guess I got into it, but it looks like you excelled in it. Even managing to spend extra periods of time living abroad with her long-term boyfriend in the Caribbean. Before COVID hit, she returned home to accept her highest paying job yet, a financial consultant job, and requested to live with her boomer parents temporarily so she could save more money for a house. All right, I know where this is going. I so know where this is going. During that time, they took you in. Okay, good. I've never asked to live with my parents. All I asked them once was to co-sign a loan because interest rates are so low, but I wouldn't qualify because I was self-employed. And I couldn't qualify on the income. And they're like, well, times are a little tough. We can't do it. We talked about it. And I'm like, okay, enjoy the shit nursing home. No. Not only no, but it's a guilt-free no. Look at that. See? No. See how guilt-free that was? I lost my place. During that time, she took on a second job and was able to keep both of her jobs when COVID hit, eventually returning to the Caribbean for 6 months since her day job enabled her to work remotely. In fact, she even made $7,000 in stock trades by trading airline stock during that time, making 2020 her highest paying year, even beating out her brother and boomer mom. Well, it doesn't sound like the brother was making all that much money anyway. But rather than spend her money, she held her stockpile close and stewarded it carefully, waiting for the housing bubble to burst so she could buy up a house for a bargain and pay less in property taxes. Made it this far? Do you want a moral to the story, you asshole fuck? Oh, okay. You know what? I looked at the length of this and I assumed it was going to be painful to read. You get a free consultation on the house. Okay. Cause this was a joy. You made it. There's smoke outside. It's been a shitty fucking 2 months and this was very nice to read. So you get a free asshole consulting, just whatever, cash it in. Okay, here it goes. Despite growing up in the same family with the same shitty childhood with the same resources at the same university, each of these millennial children turned out very differently. And why? Because they made different choices. Whoa, don't introduce responsibility and consequences now. Each of them had been dealt nearly identical hands in life, but the way they were played made one walk away with the pot while the other went bust. You see, we don't have an education problem in the U.S. What we got is an accountability problem. My life wasn't sunshine and rainbows, but I did make certain choices that kept me out of debt, made my future brighter because I didn't chase status in clothes, makeup, cars, partying, and other financial traps. My brother works just as hard as I do, but his life is dictated by his various loan payments. Whereas I have a pile of cash, it's nearly half the amount his law school loan. My brother is buried in debt and must work so hard just to stay afloat. Oh, he'll die a pauper. He'll have no positive net worth. You'd think a Jewish guy would be better than money. You would. They can't all be Clary. Matzo ball soup. It's good for you. And before you all slam on me, yes, quarter Jew, fuck off. But I guess he's an outlier on that one. No, it's not. It has nothing to do with his ethnicity. It's just, it was the propaganda and your boomer dad and college is the answer to everything. I mean, it was me, except I was 10 years before that. And it's just, and then I'm going to have kids. Follow your heart, money will follow. And you, here's the thing, and it was earlier on in the story. You sat the fuck down and you observed that you're that one guy out of that circle of friends made the money nobody else did. And then you looked at what kind of jobs. You did research before you went into school. And you were frugal. You know, it's like 80% of the reason I got the house I got is because of frugality, living and sleeping in basements. Well, actually, you probably have biked past my old house. If you ever did the West River Parkway, guarantee you bike past it. I lived in a basement, still lived in a basement. This is the first house I've lived in where I've had a garage and I don't sleep in the basement. I just podcast from the basement now. I sleep above with the sun people. But you sacrifice, you did without. It adds up. And the power of compound mathematics, you know, it's time. And now you guys are like into the third quarter. Yeah, you're beating your brother. But it's not only does the education industry and the political nonprofit, for-profit, corporate marketing, advertising, Democrat Party have a reason to eliminate accountability from people's lives. Where was I going to go with that? They want to get rid of accountability. It's also your parents. They don't want you to wake up. They don't want you to sit and have observations and critically think things through. They need you to be sheep. But your folks are just lazy. They just didn't want to like, oh, whatever, follow your heart, money will fall. Okay. I guess he's an outlier. Well, food for thought. And thanks again for what you do. I couldn't articulate it as well as you have in your videos, though I still regret some of the choices I made because I wasted valuable time. Dude, I wasted 4 years, well, 3.5 years in college. No one bats 1,000. And when you come from boomer parents, and it wasn't malicious on their part, but they certainly weren't helpful. When you come from a background, a childhood of lies and propaganda, you did great. You did look, you can't bat 1,000, but compare yourself to your peers who also went to the University of Minnesota. How well are they doing? You know, unless they all majored in engineering or accounting, I think you're doing better than most of them. And you're a millennial, for God's sake. I can tell you right now. Everyone go get this book, How Not to Become a Millennial. Statistically, yeah, the fact you don't have debt, the fact you have a positive net worth, you're easily top quarter of millennials. Still got student loans, man. They're approaching 40. Some are actually 40 now. They still have student loans. But all things considered, I'm doing a lot better than most of my peers. Right. Although this is long enough, but again, if you made it this far, know that not everyone in our generation is so retarded and there's still hope. I voted for Obama twice, but I even got around to realizing what was happening, so I don't give up on the future. Now go fuck yourself. Sincerely.